Good morning.
Good morning, Jenny.
I'm Jenny Isle, if you don't know me. This is my husband, Bryce. If you haven't been around for a long time, you might not know that a couple years ago that I had breast cancer. And anger can be a root of those things. And I had that. I had anger from the past, and it caused me problems. It caused me sickness. I asked for prayer, and Pastor and Sandra and several people came over and prayed with me right before my chemo started. And when the doctors had said, "I'm sorry, Jenny, go enjoy your best life. We can't do anything for you." I was prayed over. A couple days later, the doctors got a hold of me and said, "I don't know how to explain your films, but we don't see any cancer in your bones. We're restarting your chemo." Yeah. So I went through all the treatment, but out of that, the steroids in my chemo dissolved my joints. So I've had one hip replaced because of it, because it completely collapsed in on itself. So recently, I'm getting ready for my next hip. That had necrosis. It had dissolved quite a bit. And it's had films for or CT scans, MRIs. That's what I mean by films. It's been followed for the 3 years as they decided which hip to do first, which was more important. They chose the right hip first. And so I'm ready for the second hip. And recently I'm getting ready. And I just walk through life with joy. Because I know where I'm going. So if it were cancer or surgery for my hip or whatever would take me, I'm full of joy because I know where I'm going. And I just walk through everything with God. And I had Pastor prayed over me this last week, and my husband prayed over me maybe the same day. And I just felt like something was going to be different. But I didn't know what exactly was going to be different. God didn't tell me what about what was happening with me was going to be different. So I waited and I went to my pre-op appointment this last week with a friend. And the doctor, I don't know if he's a Christian. He sure had a lot of smiles on his face, if he was or he wasn't. He was full of joy. And he comes in and he says, "I'm having the hardest time trying to figure out how to tell somebody the best news." So he goes through an explanation of the timeline of my first hip, how the progression of it was, shows films of what it looked like, does all that, goes to the next set of films, which is my left hip, and shows me the films from 3 years ago on up to current. And I'm looking at it and I know it's different. I say, "That is my film, right?" Because he's silent and he's waiting for me to figure out for myself what's happening. He says, "That is your hip and you are healed." Yeah, he said, I don't have an explanation for it, but I said I do. I know." And he said, "We're canceling your surgery now, and we're going to give you a shot down in your hip. You can walk. Your bursitis is still going to be there because your gait is off from having a new hip and having the old hip. So you're always going to have bursitis." Because that's just inflammation and they're rubbing around and whatever. But I feel like I participated with the Lord through it just in trusting Him, just in walking forward and not knowing what is going to happen, what is going to be different, who's going to be involved, or however it's going to come together. I trusted Him and participated with Him just in trust and love and kindness. And I was good no matter what happens. But praise the Lord, I'm healed.